Man, I can't even wrap my mind around this. So, how would you like what skills do you need to do your job?
You need to know
And like what
how
programs
computers
or
work.
languages?
Number one, you need to know how programs work. And number two, you need to always want to learn because this field changes all the time. And if you don't like to sit in a class, for example, and learn new things every week, this isn't the field for you. This is very re
Right now are pretty secure. Do we still have a long way to
Have you heard of the latest breaches?
go? No, what's the latest breach? I
We just
don't
had a number of breaches come out of like more stuff in Dropbox, more Amazon buckets exposed. Not that long ago, there was a breach in Texas for an Amazon bucket who had original documents regarding mortgage loans published out to the world.
Wow.
Wow,
And this is, I mean,
that's
that's
not good.
like a month or so ago. There's breaches happening all the time.
And you just never realize it because people like you are there to fix it, right? Hopefully.
Well, yeah, that's why we're around.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting industry to catch up with us.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like you said, showing them like, oh, here's what's wrong, here's what I found. With that. And that was in college, right? So what was your first job after college?
With approval and permission.
Part of an IT company
Okay.
whose job was to do everything IT for their client. So we managed everything from their desktops to their servers, their backup software, their security, everything, the whole nine yards.
Has the job changed since you first got in the industry to now?
No, it's just
It's
gotten more
still just
complicated.
more complicated, more things.
Why is it more complicated?
The Internet of Things is now around. Your toaster is connected to the internet.
Your
Your fridge is
fridge.
connected to
That's
the
true,
internet.
yeah. Your fridge.
I have more data points to watch over than I would have 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And what data points are you watching over? Like, specifically, just.
All of them. What information is coming out of these devices? For example, the Google Home and Alexa, they
Oh,
spill out
I've
a
heard about that.
Oh, yeah. How do you
whole
feel about
lot of
those?
information. I don't have any of those in my
Oh.
house.
Oh,
Because they
okay.
listen to
They listen to
And I
everything.
have a question. Are those easy to hack?
Yes.
Oh
They are incredibly easy to get into
my God. Okay.
and see the information that's coming out and just keep a record of it. So then I can see and recreate all your conversations, even though the thing is supposed to not be
Be
on,
secure, right?
but it's listening to everything you're uttering,
It
because
has
that's why it's
to.
waiting for you to say
Yeah.
the key term. So it's recording everything you're saying because it has to build a profile of you, and it's been proven that you can take that profile, turn it into a computer, and have the computer call back in a phishing scam using the voice,
What?
using your voice to trick people to give money or other stuff.
Wow.
So you know how you get phone calls every now and then of scam? Yeah,
All the
yeah,
time.
And it's like someone's voice that they didn't even know was being used,
Right,
right?
right.
Wow.
But now it is possible to turn your Alexa or Google Home or whatever smart device with a
Yeah.
microphone, that profile, and use that profile in AI to call someone who you know and trick them to think it's you.
Like, hey, Bob, what's
Yeah.
going on? Do
Using
you
your
want to buy a blah,
profile,
blah,
using
blah for
your,
me?
yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And then,
The power that has.
does that apply to, I'm sure it applies to phones and laptops,
Yeah, it's the same. The same.
but you have a phone and a laptop, right? How do you keep those things secure?
Well, I
Keep it away from you?
my phone is not a typical phone in the software sense.
What kind of phone do you have?
So this is a Google Pixel 3.
Not sponsored, right?
Not sponsored. No,
Okay.
it's a Google Pixel 3. But the Android version and the software that's within it is I have modified it
To what extent?
to the
And to do
extent
what?
that I know when this phone is calling out when it shouldn't. When an app wants too much
Okay.
permission, I block it out.
I'm just taking information.
When it's trying to get information out without me running the app, it stops
Oh.
automatic.
But like, aren't there features in the phone that already do that?
Like permissions, like
Yeah, permissions.
when an app
Yeah,
asks for
but
it. But is it
not as strong as
not
you would
as,
want.
They don't block everything.
They don't block everything.
They
Like
say no.
GPS is on even though you turn
Yeah.
it off.
Like
Yeah.
they know wherever you
Right.
go all
Like
the
for
time.
oh like it was found not that long ago, I would say like a year or so ago, that Uber, the Uber app, it tracks you 5 minutes after you're done with your drive. You may have closed the app afterwards and said goodbye to your Uber driver, but it's tracking where you went
And it's
for 5 minutes,
sending
and it's sending that information
that
back to
information.
Uber. Of course, Uber was like,
What?
"Oh, that was by
Oh,
accident,"
yeah, no.
but
Wonder why would they need
what
that,
is something
but
they could do with that? I mean,
yeah. Well,
like, could they? I mean,
yeah, from your
they're
perspective, what would be a malicious intent behind that? Just an example.
tracking people.
Just to track
people. Knowing your location is a dangerous thing. Knowing where you are.
That's true.
Could it be used as a good thing, though? I mean, as far as...
I haven't figured out a good way to track where you go.
Like someone got kidnapped and then they used that 5 minutes extra of data to find out where you were last, you know?
Fitbit does that. Fitbit keeps track of your location and that's it. As long as the device is on, it keeps track of your location.
But I think people know that, right?
Some people don't realize that
Fitbit is tracking. I mean, if it's tracking your steps, you know that it's tracking it somehow.
Well, I mean, older devices used to have just a little sensor that would sense when you go up and down. And that would count that as a step.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and nowadays it's like,
now GPS it's like tracking. On the map showing where you go.
Yeah.
That's bad because if somebody gets a hold of that, now they know where you go at what time.